Station 606 and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority has imposed administrative sanctions on Absa Bank Limited. The bank's been fined 10 million rand for failing to comply with sections of the Financial Intelligence Centre Act. An inspection in 2022 found that Absa didn't properly check some high-risk clients, including politically exposed individuals. The bank also failed to deal with thousands of alerts about unusual transactions on time. Absa was given two warnings and a reprimand. The authority says the bank has since taken steps to correct the problems. And KZN Health says it's engaging with stakeholders to ensure operations at Northdale Hospital in Pietermaritzburg run smoothly. The facility was affected by an area-wide power outage this week. The department says one of three generators malfunctioned, which left sections of the hospital in the dark. Images circulating on social media show kitchen staff preparing patients' meals using firewood outside the facility. The Health MEC's spokesperson, Nati Olifant, says they've launched an investigation into the incident. He says disciplinary action will be taken against those responsible for the health breach.
We appreciated the swift efforts of the service provider who repaired the generator within hours. However, the decision to cook with firewood outdoors was unacceptable and contravened our stringent food safety and contingency protocols. The department has approved measures of such scenarios, including support from nearby hospital, which should have been followed.
Olifant says there's no truth to allegations connecting patient deaths to the power outage. And abroad, Pope Francis's funeral is just getting underway in Vatican City. Cardinals, world leaders and other dignitaries have taken their seats in St. Peter's Square, while tens of thousands of people are packed into the surrounding piazzas and side streets. Sky's Alistair Bruce is in Rome.
We're going to see religious splendour mixing with human simplicity and humility. And I think that sort of summarises what Pope Francis was to the faithful. A man who began his life very, very humbly, and he was raised to the highest role in the Roman Catholic Church.
Prince William is attending on behalf of King Charles. Other government leaders include UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, US President Donald Trump, and French President Emmanuel Macron. The service is expected to last around 2 hours. It'll be followed by an over 5 kilometre procession through the streets of Rome to Santa Maria Maggiore, the church where Francis has requested to be buried. It'll be the first time in more than a century that a pope will be entombed outside the Vatican. Your top story this hour, the Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority has imposed administrative sanctions on Absa Bank Limited. The bank's been fined 10 million rand for failing to comply with sections of the Financial Intelligence Centre Act. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.